Hello. I haven't done writing advice in a while. I don't really have writing advice. I guess it's just talking through my experiences. This one is a bit controversial, as I'm finding out. Writer's block. Apparently, some writers believe it's real and it like happens. Some believe no, and they have like so many freaking reasons as to why they don't believe it's real. But, sorry. Others don't even view it as like writer's block because of how they handle it. They view it more as just a story block, which I can get behind. I can understand being blocked on one story, but also, still being able to write in other stories. Which is one way that I work through mine. For me, it happened. There's a lot of different tips and tricks out there, to try and avoid it or get out of it. But, like always, it's whatever you find that can work for you. I also like to think of writer's block as like burnout because you just get to a point where you're burned out, you're done. You can't. Your creative well, or whatever is, you've mined it dry, and you need to take a break. It happens. It happens with a lot of things in life, that you're doing too much of, so you just need to take a break from it. Go do something else. But one tip that really kind of bugs me, everybody says, well, not everybody, but a lot, and it's one of the main tips you hear all the time is you always have to write, no matter what. As long as you get something on the page, you're good. Sometimes it can work, but sometimes it is, I think, more detrimental to your writing than taking a break. Because, I mean, the same writers who say, no matter what, just get something on the page, they also have that idea that whatever you write, no matter how bad it is better than, not getting anything down. It's easier to edit a written page than it is a blank one, which yes is true, but if you've written nothing but like crap because you were burned out, more often than not, that's going to make you feel worse than actually having written something productive. I mean, you're not even going to want to go back and look at what you have written to see if there was anything salvageable, because in your head, everything you wrote during that little burnout phase is gonna suck. You're not gonna wanna touch it. And I mean, yes, some people can do that and they prefer that, but I can't. And there's probably a lot of other people out there that can't do that. It makes them discouraged. I would rather take the break if I can't work on any other projects. If I'm completely burnt out, I would rather take the break and rest, get to feeling better, get whatever it is I need to get that inspiration, that spark back, and then write instead of sitting there forcing myself to put mindless drivel on a page, sorry, just to say that I have written something that day. Does what I wrote that day fit any story I'm working on? No. Would it work in any future story that I could come up with? Probably not. Was it a complete waste of time? To me, yeah, I could have been off doing something else, resting the writing part of my brain, but instead I was forcing myself to sit there and write. And then that's where, you know, writing becomes less fun and more thought of as a job that I don't like doing. Sorry. Stupid text messages. But I can understand, you know, feeling bad about not producing anything and wanting to get pages, even just some words on a page. But sometimes you just need to take a break. Or at least I do. And you know, if working straight through it helps, cool. You know, because, okay, when I get stuck on one story and I go for like the story block, I can't work anymore on this one story. I have multiple projects. I've got over 150 going right now. So I'll just switch to another one. And then if I have like nothing I want to put in that one at the time, I'll switch to another one. And I can do that for a good amount of time. But at some point, I hit the wall. And I'm just like, I need a break. I need to step away. And it helps. Like, during these types of moments, I do find myself reading more or watching movies. You know, anything to get my mind off the writing. And it helps. I'll get little moments of inspiration to write. But instead of going to like my computer or my tablet, I'll write it down. Whatever little idea popped in my head, I'll write it down on, I think, my notepad app on the phone, or just good old pen and paper. And I'll write it down, move on, and just, you know, save it for later. Because I know at the time I get just those little bits of inspiration, I'm still not ready to go back to writing yet. But those little bits do show me that I'm getting ready and I'm getting one step closer. It's usually not until, like, I get a big inspiration for one of my scenes in one of my books that I know I'm ready to go back. And I've tried in the past to sit and write, even through the blockages. I've tried to sit and write through that. It gives me nothing but anger and anxiety and so many headaches. But I gave it a shot. It didn't work. I've tried I've tried writing sprints in the past. They didn't really work. And it just I tried taking like little sitting down in front of the computer and taking little like breaks away from writing, but still being in front of the computer with the page open. That's intimidating as hell. But for some people it works. Just I there was a lot of pressure at those times to write, and I didn't like the feeling. So I started taking breaks where I wouldn't even look. I won't look at my computer when I get to a point that I'm just done. I won't look at my computer. The only thing I use my tablet for is the, like, Kindle app. And after a few days, I'm usually good. And I go back. I guess I sort of work on the whole out of sight, out of mind mentality, because if I'm not completely focused on it, excuse me, it frees my mind up so that the inspiration can come in like at a different angle. Instead of going at it head on, trying to force my way through, it'll just come in around the side or something, and it works. Not really best at describing the process, it just breaks out. If you get writer's block and you can't bring yourself to write on your main project, you can't bring yourself to write on any side projects you may have, try taking a break. Just a couple of days, and it helps. You'll feel refreshed. You'll feel better. It helps. It works. I swear. Even if you look at my statistics, and I'm not really doing that well because, been working on what I published for I first published like 7 or 8, maybe 9 years ago ish. I don't have my books in front of me, but my process works. I have published like 10 or 11 books in the last 9-ish years. So, but at the same time, in the last 9-ish years, I've only gotten those 10 or 11, and I have over 150 projects. So, the process works. Excuse me. And I know a lot of those projects, out of the 100 and some side projects there, I know a few of them, actually probably quite a few, will not ever be published. And I'm okay with that, too, because a lot of the projects that I have going were started when I was blocked on one story or the other. And I just wrote them again. It was during the time when I just wrote them to have something put down on a page. So I know in general they suck, or it was just such complete mindless drivel, nobody would be interested in them. Or, a couple of the pieces are like super dark and weird. So, yeah, nobody else would like them. People would run for the hills if they read a couple of them. Which is what, even if you don't intend, say you intend to publish, but you get the writer's block and you start putting stuff down, it's okay to have projects you don't intend to publish. That's just, you're trying to work through your writer's block, and you're gonna end up with stuff that you might like one day. A couple days down the road, you're like, yeah, that's not gonna sell for a couple of reasons. But that's okay. You have stuff. You have to have something for yourself. And I really didn't like using the words writing to sell, because yeah, authors are in it to make the money to a certain extent, but I think there's a lot more who, they just want to tell their stories. They want to get the stories out, and we hope that someone else likes what we've written. But it's really not for the money. It's just, we want to share the stories that we have with other people. I happen to be one of those. If it sells well, awesome. But at the same time, I'm also happy with, people read actually buying and reading the book and liking it. That makes me happy. If somebody else liked the stories that I put out, that's awesome. That's what I'm in it for. But I also understand, there's a lot of authors out there who are just in it to try and make the money, which is cool if that's what you're into, or if that's what you're after, awesome, good luck. But that's not me. I get the satisfaction from knowing other people read and enjoyed what I had done. Hey, people. I think that's all I have. Of course, there'll probably be a part two for this. When I think of more crap that I should have said during this first one. But, yeah. For now, I'm going to leave you with take a break. Don't feel bad about taking a break, even if while people try to guilt trip you into, oh, why did you take a break? You're not an actual writer if you're taking breaks all the time. You're doing what you need to do for your own mental health, your own writing. If you get writer's block, take a break. Enjoy the break so you can get back to what you enjoy doing, and that's the writing. Have a good night.